From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California school districts have applied for $3 billion in voter-approved bond funds to help build and modernize school facilities, but they're scheduled to receive just a fraction of that, at least through next spring. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
A coalition of school officials and building developers have written to the Brown administration and rallied outside the state capitol this summer for a quicker release of bond funds. Lisa Gonzalez is assistant superintendent of Dublin Unified School District.
Our district is growing like crazy. We're adding 1,300 students a year, which is the equivalent of about one or two schools every year, and we simply can't keep up with the growth.
Gonzalez says her district needs the bond funds voters approved in Proposition 51 last fall. Governor Jerry Brown opposed that measure, and now its backers say his administration is releasing the funds much more slowly than previous similar bonds.
It's not an issue of going slow.
H.D. Palmer of the State Department of Finance says the vast majority of applications from school districts still must be vetted.
We want to be able to get as much money into the pipeline as is needed to keep these projects on track, but we don't want to oversell those bonds so that we've got idle cash sitting around that's racking up interest costs that we don't need to do.
The state plans to release a total of about $600 million in Proposition 51 money this budget year for K-12 schools. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders touted his Medicare for All proposal at a rally Friday in San Francisco. The event was sponsored by the California Nurses Association, which backed Sanders in last year's Democratic presidential primary.
We are sick and tired, and the nurses know this better than anyone, of seeing people who are sick not able to go to the doctor or the nurse because they have no health insurance.
Sanders' plan would greatly expand the federal care program to Americans of all ages. He did not mention, however, at the effort pushed by the nurses to create a single-payer plan in California. It stalled in the assembly this year. Also at Friday's rally, Sanders attacked the current GOP health care proposal, saying it would cause millions of Californians to lose their coverage and lead to soaring health insurance premiums. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.